You're listening to WUVTFM Blacksburg. This is the Black Box, bringing you the best in goth, dark wave, industrial, and post-punk, mushy Valentine's Day style. If you have a special someone in your life you'd like me to dedicate a gothic rock song to, just give me a ring. It's 540-231-9888. That's 540-231-WUVT. You just heard Cult of the Psychic Fetus, She Devil. Before that, the 3D Invisibles, I Married a Monster from Outer Space. Before that, we heard Momus, Nick Curry, a.k.a. Momus, used to be a columnist for Wired Magazine. Everyone I have ever slept with, off the Little Red Songbook. He went bankrupt after that album because he made a song about Wendy Carlos, and Wendy Carlos sued the pants off of him. Happy Valentine's Day, Momus. Before that, we heard Skeletal Family covering Stand By Me. Sure you knew that one, and I'm sure you sang along with it. And for that, we heard Depeche Mode. Oh, wait, that's right. Voltaire, Zombie Prostitute, off Spooky, Spooky. So, we've been kind of silly as of late, but I want to get completely serious with you. So here we go. So, if you haven't heard already, the next Radiohead album, the first album in, I guess it's 3 years, first album in 3 years, it's going to be released digitally this Saturday. And I'm pretty excited about this because Radiohead is my favorite band ever. When I was in sixth grade, I heard Idiotech on a local alternative rock station, and it forever changed my life. So I owe a lot to Radiohead, and today was no exception. Usually I have a miserable Valentine's Day because all my gal friends are with their guy friends, and all my guy friends are with their gal friends, and I'm kind of by myself. But that's okay. Today, inside me, I had the joy of knowing that later this week, Radiohead are going to release their next album. It's going to be a masterpiece. And you know what? It's not even an accident. They did this intentionally. They knew that all their fans are complete nerds who have miserable Valentine's days. And they said, hey, we're going to make an announcement on Valentine's Day that we're going to drop our album soon just to make everybody in the world happy. So I want to dedicate this next song to Tom York, Johnny Greenwood, and all the other cool cats in Radiohead. Thank you.
forget about your house of cards.
Better or for worse, your music is intertwined in my life, probably for better. WUBTFM Blacksburg, the one, the only place to spend your Valentine's Day. This is the end of the Black Box, wishing all you guys out there a happy heart day filled with love and joy and vampires. You just heard Clan of Zymox, Louise off Medusa on 4AD. Before that, the Stranglers, Souls. She needs souls, don't all women. Before that, we heard Radiohead, House of Cards, in case you haven't heard the new, that's right, new Radiohead album, first in 3 years, drops this Saturday. Happy Valentine's Day to me. Man, actually, that's like every holiday wrapped into one, let me tell you. I think it's called King of Limbs, if I'm not mistaken. King of Limbs, who could think of that, except for Mr. Thom Yorke. For all you lonely goth chicks out there, Silhouette Literary Magazine is now accepting submissions, including your tortured poetry for the fall 2011 issue. Submit prose poetry, tortured poetry that is, tortured art, or tortured photography. Feel free to bring it to Squire's Room 344 by March 4th. I know you got therapy appointments to keep, but you can squeeze it in. Up next, continuing on the slightly serious note, here's some Mira. No Other Way. Thank you. the Black Box, only on WUVT. Amira, for all you ladies out there on this Valentine's Day Monday, the National Weather Service has issued a high wind warning for the following counties and areas: Carroll, Virginia, Galax, Floyd, Roanoke, Roanoke City, Salem, Botetourt, Rockbridge. This is effective until 9 o'clock p.m. So while Mira had me all sad and kicking back and crying, I was thinking to myself, no Valentine's Day is complete without some swans, especially if you're all lonely and by yourself. So I picked out not one, but two Swans love songs for you guys. Coming off their most famous album, Children of God, we're going to play Real Love, followed by Blind Love. Michael Giron Jarbo, They Know About the Lovin'.
Take me down. Oh,
Happy V-Day, y'all. I'm bringing you the love with some Swans. Whole bunch of love. That was Real Love, followed by Blind Love. And let me tell you, I've never felt more loved in my entire life. This is the Black Box, only on WUBTFM. Blacksburg bringing you the best and the mushiest in goth, industrial, and post-punk. If you got a special someone on your mind and you want to play a gothic rock song for them, just give me a call. The number's 540-231-9888. That's 540-231-LOVE. So got a request for some Bauhaus. We really, 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 really got to get a copy of In the Flat Field here. God, if I had a dime for every time I could, every time somebody requested Bela Lugosi's Dead and we don't have it, man, I could buy one of those fancy schmancy new hybrid cars and be environmentally friendly and say Happy Valentine's Day to Mother's Earth, to Mother Earth. But I'm getting off track now. Fact of the matter is we don't have In the Flat Field here at the station, which sucks, but we do have three very good Bauhaus albums, and one of them is the self-titled LP, somewhat notorious among their cult fans, and I hope the person who requested it is a cult fan. Going with the Valentine's Day theme, this is The Passion of the Lovers.
Passion of lovers is for them.
Peter Murphy, the best lover that a girl could ask for on Valentine's Day. That was The Passion of Lovers by request, coming off Mask. No, I don't know my Bauhaus, but I've listened to Cuts You Up about a million times, and that makes up for it. Trust me. Next up, we got some more Swans for you. This is Michael Girard reading a PSA. Silhouette Literary Magazine is now accepting submissions for the fall 2011 issue. To submit prose, poetry, art, or photography, feel free to bring it to Squire's Room 344 by March 4th. Insert guitar crunch. Happy Valentine's Day.
I came home the other night, and imagine my surprise. I found my boyfriend in my clothes, in my brand new pantyhose. It struck me crazy, so to say, but he kinda looked good in a way. So then I said, that's how it goes, and showed him how to strike a pose. I like it. Now we go shopping every day, trying out sexy lingerie. Then we take our dinner on a town, seek someone special to play around. We work it hard when we play, make them hop, then break away, laughing hard as we go. For them it's real, for us a show. I like it, hey, hey, hey. I like it, he's kinda kinky in a way. I like it, hey, hey, hey. I like it, he's kinda kinky in a way. In 6-inch pants and mini skirts, we're always game for a flirt. Fanning off all those silly guys, giggling at their see-through lines. Ever so often there'll be one that we'll take home to have some fun. Be gentle if you roll the dice, you might come home to a surprise.
your super face. I can feel God's vibes. I come down to your heavenly eyes. By day and by night, my fantasy holds it tight. And then we'll explode like dynamite. Let's see the lure, the lure, the lure. Beep, 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 beep.
And sick sex. Sex is perverted and sick. sick. Sex is perverted and sick. Sex is perverted and sick. Sex is perverted and sick.
The Black Box is perverted and sick. This has been The Black Box, only on WUVT-FM. Blacksburg, bringing you the best in goth, industrial, and post-punk every Monday night from 7 to 9 p.m. And as always, Marcus Oliver's Incoherency is up next, just like me. I don't think he's doing a completely Valentine-themed show, but he's going to have some stuff for you guys to get all cuddly and snuggly to, like select tracks by Roxy Music. Wink, wink to all you Roxy Music fans out there. You probably know the song I'm talking about. Anyway, you just heard My Life with the Thrill Kill Cult Sexplosion. Before that, Nina Hagen, I Love Paul. Before that, Lords of Acid, I Like It. Thanks for listening, guys. I'm wishing you and yours a happy Valentine's Day. Peacing out. And I know I haven't been very serious in a while throughout the duration of this show, but now I want to be completely serious. This one's for you guys. I love each and every one of you who are listening out there, who tune into the show every week. I appreciate it. Without you, this would just be a tree falling alone in the woods, and it wouldn't even exist. So here's to you guys for letting me exist.